Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Goodbye Bullshit, Hello Happiness. I'm your host, Atusa Raisian. Join me today as we explore love, magic, and joy and beauty around us as we let go of our old patterns, rules, shoulds, musts, have-tos. Thank you for joining me today. Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. Earlier today, I posted a episode on my podcast, and it just came to share a little bit more about that and just add to it. It's been an interesting day for sure. Things coming up, and they're all for purpose of releasing fears and old identities and rules that I've had. And what better way to share my journey as always with you guys as well. So earlier, I talked about the identity that I had for not receiving things that were easy, which is very different than easily receiving. I had shed the identities that wouldn't receive easily because of worth, because of other identities that didn't see any value if it came to me easy, and all of it was fear-based. And today was more about seeing things that were easy that I wouldn't do or I would dismiss because they were easy, they didn't have any value to me. Because if I can achieve it easily and it doesn't take effort, like zero effort, then, you know, what is the point? It doesn't, I can't say, hey, I did it. But if I can challenge in there and struggle a little bit, then it's easier for me to say, hey, I did it, and count it as something. And today when I saw that identity that was hiding under another previous identity, which I talked about, the one that really liked her achievements and let all those untangle, then another old identity also showed up that it's a fear, and it's one of my really root fears of loss, but that loss has to do with people taking what's mine. And I used to have this as a child, and it is also something that's been passed down to me because of generational traumas of people coming in wars and seizing our, you know, like my grandfather, they seized all his assets when he was younger, his family's assets. And just even with the revolution, you know, my father lost his job because, you know, the government closed down the company and wouldn't let that type of company was not Islamic. So anyway, a lot of loss and things being taken, what is mine being taken. And passed down to me, which was added on by, you know, being a second child, and, you know, we weren't really well off. And so I always had hand-me-downs. I cannot remember having toys, clothes, or anything that was not hand-me-down. It was very rare that I received something. And also put that in the struggle of me wanting to sort of show that I'm unique and different and I can receive things and, you know, come look at me so I can, you can give me those things as well. All exaggerated this fear that what's mine is always being taken away. And also different losses throughout life as well, and which adds on to that easy part, because if it's easy, what's the trick? What are you not really showing me? It has to be a trick because I cannot receive anything easy. There has to be a trick. You're going to get me in there and something's going to happen. So those are all meshed up and entangled in there. And the particular one that I wanted to talk about was the one that what's mine being always taken away. So during the years, because I was an engineer, yes, a little bit was there because some ideas got taken away and I wasn't valued for what I put into a project. But then it wasn't as much until I started being an artist and then also doing this type of work as I got into it a little bit more. As an artist, I remember at the beginning, there were people that told me they printed my artwork and I got my artwork like on websites and projects that I didn't even sign up for. And there were also people that told me they went to somebody's house and they saw my artwork, and I know they didn't purchase it through me or through any of my stores, and basically they printed it and put it up. I was so worried about that, making sure anything I put out there had my signature and had my, tag on there somewhere. So even if they copied it, that would show up on there. So, long story short, that also came into more of a light as other identities went away. And today, with that easy one being gone, this one really showed itself as well, with a lot of different things popping up to bring that fear out that what is my ideas, my commentary, whatever I'm putting out there is being taken from me, and other people are taking it and putting it out of, on there as their own. And with the ease not being there anymore, that identity that didn't want things easy, I paused and I said, okay, let's just say that is true. Everybody's taking your stuff away. What is it that you want? And immediately it's like, oh, I want it easy. I want things easy. And it was then, so what is the easiest way? It's like, well, let them have it. If they're taking it, they need it. So let it be theirs. And they can have it all. And because I'm now receiving things easy, whatever is easy, whatever is mine is going to come to me no matter what. And that just like let it all go, let that identity sort of fall away. And, not that just like magic today is gone, may I still feel like as things were, again, it was a funny day too, that things were getting canceled back to back. And that was part of that fear as well. So, because if my things get taken away, then how do I survive financially, right? So, if I don't have a job, if I'm not getting on, I don't have the clients come or, sort of do the work, I'm not doing any work today. So, how am I going to get money? And what does that mean in terms of my safety, security, all that stuff? And letting it be easy. Again, my mantra for today, letting it be easy, but not just letting it be easy, that I'm receiving easy things. Whatever is easy, I would love. I would love some ease in my life. I love easy things. I love not doing anything and just sitting here. And also, it made me see that I didn't value that much. I love doing the shows and podcasts, especially podcasts, getting on other people's shows or just speaking to people about these things. I love it. It truly, it's fun. but I never looked at it as anything I was doing. So they didn't have that much value in it, really. And now with today, allowing that ease and saying, I'm receiving what is easy. Today, I'm receiving these conversations with you as easy, but also something that I really, truly love and enjoy the energy I put out there to you guys. And I hope that whatever words I'm putting into any of the podcasts, any of the shows, whether it be mine or somebody else's, or any conversation I have with anyone, that it opens up their heart into receiving love and receiving the magic of the universe and receiving my love. And my goal is always, not just for myself, but for all of us, is to shed all the identities we've created over our lifetime in this physical form, at least, and whatever's been passed down that created these identities as well, letting it all go. And as always, fear is the point that will allow you to see what these identities are. So letting go of the fear, however small or big, whatever shows up, and connect the other emotions that come with it as well, like sadness, anger, anything else that comes, worthiness, disappointment, discouragement, all of that when you tie it, at end of it is fear. And the opposite of fear is love. Love the identity, see it, don't resist it, don't fight it, don't fight seeing it. And when you receive even that with love, you get to see it, hug it, love it, and it's easier for it to let it go and not have any identities and just really move through this life as divine beings experiencing our humanity and our physical form in as best way we can, which is always through loving ourselves unconditionally, loving this life, this world, and the people that come in it unconditionally, without any kind of judgment, without any kind of rules, and allowing that unconditional love to flow out into the universe, into everyone and everything. I love you all. Thank you, as always, for participating, commenting, sharing, anything that you are sending my way, whether it's physically putting it out there or in your thoughts and your hearts. I receive it with love and gratitude, and I'm grateful for all of you. Bye, everyone.